This is the baseline brief for Friday, July 3, 2026. The record just grew to 18 published checks, and this episode walks the new ones. Claims from the president, from Senate Democrats, and from a cabinet official, all measured by the same standard. That's the whole point. First, the economy, where the president has been busy. He said he inherited the worst inflation in the history of our country. False. Inflation peaked at 9.1% in June 2022, the highest since 1981, but nowhere near the record. Prices rose almost 24% in the year ending June 1920. And the rate he actually inherited in January 2025 was about 3%. He also said tariffs helped cut the deficit by a staggering 27% in a single year. Misleading. On a fiscal year basis, the deficit fell about 2.3%. From $1.82 trillion to $1.78 trillion. The 27 comes from cherry-picking a window of calendar months, and CBO projects this fiscal year will end higher, not lower. Gasoline at $1.99? False. When that was said, the national average was $2.90. Not one state averaged under $2. The cheapest, Oklahoma, was about $2.36. Factory construction up 41%? Misleading. Census data show manufacturing construction spending actually fell about 7% since the inauguration. The 41 compares recent months against a four-year-old average and quietly pockets the CHIPS Act surge that happened under Biden. Two that hold up better. The president said America produces more oil than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined. Mostly true. Counting all petroleum liquids, the U.S. really does outproduce them combined. For crude alone, we lead each, but not both together. And more people working today than at any time in history. True on the raw number, 158.6 million, but that's what population growth does. The share of Americans working actually slipped. Missing context. Now the other side of the aisle. Senator Bernie Sanders said 15 million Americans have been thrown off their health care as a result of the Big Beautiful Bill. Misleading. That figure is a projection over the next decade. About 10 million more uninsured by 2034 per CBO, plus roughly 4 million from expiring tax credits. It is not a count of people already dropped. Real number, wrong tense. Senator Tammy Duckworth said 9% of American citizens lack the ID the SAVE Act would require to vote. Mostly true, survey research puts it at roughly that share, on the order of 20 million people, though estimates vary by how ID is counted. And CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz claimed that by federal law, signing someone up for Medicaid gives them the right to vote. False. No federal law ties Medicaid enrollment to voting rights. Medicaid offices must offer voter registration forms. That's the motor voter law, but enrollment registers no one and grants nothing. That's nine claims. Verdicts against the president, verdicts for him, and verdicts against his loudest critics. Because the standard doesn't care who's talking. Every source is cited and linked at the baselineapp.versal.app. We don't ask you to trust us. We ask you to check us. Keep your baseline steady.